What does the future hold in the tech industry? There are all sorts of cool things that could be the subject of a whole podcast series. 5G, edge computing, hyperconverged, virtual reality. It's a big list. But there are some keen observers who say technology innovation is certainly key, but not the centerpiece to understand the roadmap.
52% of the Fortune 500 merged, acquired, gone bankrupt since 2000. The last company on the original Dow list is done. It's no longer on the list anymore. And that's the level of change that we're looking at.
Ray Wong is principal analyst, founder, and chairman of Silicon Valley-based Constellation Research. He studied the dynamics of the market more than a decade ago, and since then has seen a confirmation of a truth about business today. Digital really matters to success, but in a way that goes beyond the adoption of social, mobile, cloud, big data, AI, and all those other technologies. While innovations in these areas were necessary and they are an underlying layer, the material change was in how digital affected business models.
Companies that build a digital business model are taking 40 to 70% of the profits, 40 to 77% of the market share. That is a significant change. And the companies that are unable to do digital, they've got to pay down technical debt. They've got to get that legacy technology out of the way so that they can actually have a platform for innovation. And that's why HCI, that's what you're seeing here, is actually making a big difference.
Software-defined computing is opening the doors for companies to do more with data. And therein lies Ray Wong's point, that this unleashes new business models.
The business model has to come first. You've got to get it right. Now, we do talk about technologies. These have always been kind of important. I mean, we can put this in the context. Think about mobile. It's about doing things in motion. It's about cutting the cord. Think about social. It's about changing the way we engage, how we connect, how we share with each other. It's about feedback loops. And if you think about the cloud is about bringing everything together in one place. And we think about big data. Do you want more data? Nobody wants more data. You want better decisions.
One example is Uber. Car rides. Is that the business model? Ray says you have to look deeper at social, cloud, IoT, and mobile.
You look down to see where the driver is. You can communicate. You can text them. You can find their location. It's social. Who rates their drivers? You ever wonder why you don't get picked up? They rate you too. It's also cloud because all the information about the driver, the network, the pricing model, the payments is all in one centralized location. And big data gets applied when we think about dynamic pricing. If you go in the middle of a Friday night, if you think about a rainstorm, right? Dynamic pricing comes into play. And then, of course, IoT is there because people are tracking the routes to see what routes are more popular, what are less popular, and how they work.
And other technologies like 5G, AI, VR, AR, will push new business models too. But instead of looking at the tech roadmap in terms of what's possible technologically, Ray asks us to look at it like this. Start with tech products, which enables services. But it doesn't stop there. We're entering a world where people aren't buying services per se, but experiences and outcomes.
We're not selling products anymore. There's very little margin in products. In fact, it's a battle for experiences. And those experiences are transforming how we look at the world. We're building customer experiences, supplier experiences, partner experiences, employee experiences. And when you put that together, companies that are selling products are giving products away for services revenue. What happens when you get a cell phone? Free cell phone with a 2-year contract. We've gone from products to services. It's a higher margin on the services side. What happens when you go to the 10th level of Angry Birds? You pay. What else you get to the gigabyte of storage? You pay. We go from services to experiences, right? And those experiences of freemium to premium is another example of that change in business model and monetization. And experience-based companies are giving experiences away for outcomes.
An example of this shift is Disney. When you go to one of its theme parks, you're issued a magic band to wear. It acts as a key to a person's hotel room. It's the ticket to get into the park. Guests are tracked to anticipate their needs and to enhance the experience.
If you're going to be at that park, they're going to make sure they deliver the best experience they can with the best data at hand. And they're doing that in every single park, at every single experience that they have. You can't have a digital business or do digital transformation unless you're capturing that data. That data is the foundation of every one of these businesses.
But to bring home the idea of selling experiences and outcomes, Ray uses perhaps the lowliest of tech devices as an example, the toaster. So here's the paradigm shift. We no longer buy a metal bread heating timer device. We purchase the outcome, the transformation of bread into a toasted state.
Buy the toaster, connect it to the internet. Just give me a zip code, postal code, and maybe an email or phone number. That's all I need from you. And I will monitor that toaster for you forever. And when that toaster is about 90 days about to die, I'm going to warn you and let you know. And I will send you free updates. I will send you warranty, any kind of information. You'll have that. Now, who would sign up for the toaster? Now, imagine if that was your TV, that was your washer, that was your dryer, right? Now, this gets very interesting. Now, the second thing is this toaster's about to die. You've had it for 9 years. We've monitored it. We can send you the exact same model to your house 90 days before it dies for the same price you paid for. Are you up for it? So my point being is, let's change this paradigm and I say, look, for 10 cents a month for the next 8 years, I'm gonna give you toast as a service. Would you take that offer? All right, so you might not take that offer, but can I actually sell you something else? I'm gonna take care of your entire house, every appliance, your washer and dryer for 150 euros a month. Would you take that? If it ever breaks, I'll replace it. Anything down, we'll get you a new one. Doesn't matter where you go. Even if you move, we'll take those with us and it actually change for you. Would you take that option? So what did we just do here? We had 5 business models on a toaster and big data, right? We did customer service monitoring, see what's going on. I can actually now do remote field service and fix this before this occurs. And so we can actually start building these business models. In fact, when I start offering toast as a service, I've now built a subscription revenue stream. When I've actually gone direct to consumer, it means retail's only first purchase. And when I actually start doing complete selling you the whole entire kitchen, I've just gone through the whole marketplace. We're building for segments of one.
So digital transformation is in the background to business transformation, where it enables the delivery of mass personalization at scale. And it does this based on the context of the user.
In the digital world, every choice you give your consumer is a demand signal. It's attributable. We have context.
Machine learning and automation are a significant part of what will make it possible to understand context and to go beyond products and services into the realm of experiences and outcomes. But Ray says we need some rules for AI.
If you want to make sure the machines don't come and kill us, because they will. Because when they do the logical analysis, we're lazy, we don't follow rules, right? You know, we don't ever get show up on time, we think outside of the box. Well, if we get to this point, we have to build AI ethics in here. And the design points, the first one is, you gotta be transparent, make sure people can test the algorithms, understand how they work. Second part is they have to be explainable. Bias is okay, it really is. Unexplainable bias is not okay. If you're discriminating against left-handed, purple-haired individuals and don't know you're doing it, that's a huge problem. And then, of course, once you get there, you've got to be able to make sure that these areas are reversible. If that's not something you want to do, you want to roll back and make sure it's rollable. And the last piece is making sure these things are trainable.
And in the final steps of transformation, the biggest impact AI could have is mitigating risk and also in the area of regulatory compliance. But automation also promises to increase a company's agility and its ability to transcend human limitations. And this is all with a view to offering experiences and outcomes. So where and when do you automate?
The first one is massive repetitive processes. We do very poorly in there. The second one, massive nodes of interaction. We're not very good at handling that level of engagement and confusion. When we think about massive frequency of what's happening, that's not something we do very, very well either. And then trying to get to scale, humans aren't very good. Those types of processes will be automated completely.
Ray Wong spoke at the Nutanix.next conference in Copenhagen. His book, Disrupting Digital Business, Create an Authentic Experience in the Peer-to-Peer Economy, has been something of a handbook for technologists since it came out in 2015. He's working on a new book coming out next year, Digital Giants. This is the Tech Barometer podcast. I'm Jason Lopez. Tech Barometer is produced by The Forecast, which you can find at theforecastbynutanix.com.